This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Henrik. I'm Francis. I'm the CRO, which stands for Chief Revenue Officer of Mad Kudu. And Mad Kudu is a predictive analytics platform that brings relevance back to the customer journey in B2B SaaS.
How are you involved with user adoption?
I'm involved in many different ways. So as the Chief Revenue Officer at Mad Kudu, I'm in charge of the full kind of life cycle of customers. So there's a big chunk of my work, which is really user adoption for our customers, but then ultimately because we empower our customers to be more relevant in their user journey and therefore to have better user adoption. I spend a lot of time helping our customers think about user adoption and, you know, increase metrics, but really think about what it is in the process that they really need to improve.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think from a challenge standpoint, one of the biggest things I've noticed is really around defining the right semantics and really defining the right metrics. I think a lot of people today are going about it by just looking at the standard MAU for like monthly active users or DAU for daily active users. And it really depends if you're more B2C or B2B, and you'll pick one of those. But I think one of the big problems around those is that those metrics are great for fundraising decks and things like that, because they're a metric that people tend to understand and are able to, I guess, infer information off of it, but it doesn't really help you derive a deeper understanding of what's going on in your funnel and what's going on with user adoption. So I think one of the things to me that's really important is understanding the semantics of user adoption. And one of the frameworks that I guess it's that we use and I think is really helpful is starting to think about adoption in terms of phases. And there's kind of three big phases in the adoption of a product. And typically the way we name it is really kind of activation, which is the basic activities that a user has to go through to be able to get any value from a product. Then you have engagement activities, which are really kind of the ongoing type of activities, and it's really where you get most of the value from the product. And then the final ones are what we call delight, and those are typically events that are not going to be performed by the majority of the population, but when they are performed, they indicate that the user is getting extraordinary value from the product. So that could be corner cases or really more sophisticated and advanced features that are only for, I would say, like the pro users. But so starting by understanding those semantics, you can now really understand from an adoption standpoint, do you have an issue at early, you know, at activation? Do you have it at engagement or at delight? And so that really enables you to narrow your focus into specific areas. And using that framework, I guess like one of the, where this leads me to is that one of the biggest successes that we've seen with our customers is we've helped them understand using their data. So really looking at what the typical onboarding journey looked like for their customers, understanding what those activation, engagement, and delight events were, and from that deriving an onboarding set of campaigns that really adapted to what users were doing. And so what we started doing is we helped our customers implement these onboarding drip campaigns, so email campaigns essentially, that would really react based on what is the next best activity that we would recommend based on what you've done. And so really thinking about it as to how do we guide a user through the adoption based on what we've seen previous users be successful with. So it's really learning from that past journey to help new customers be guided through. And that's been immensely successful. And every time we've run these kind of experiments, we've seen, you know, returns that, you know, go from 20 to 60% increases in conversion rate by just changing onboarding sequence.
Francis, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think the main thing, similar to what I was saying before, is really thinking about user adoption and thinking about running segmentation before doing anything. So I live and abide by the rule of everything can fit into a consulting framework. And one of them that I really appreciate is the measure, predict, optimize, which I think has a good way of leading people to understand what to do and not jump into trying to optimize anything before having measured what's going on and therefore predict what kind of impact we can have by modifying one aspect or another. So I think really understanding segmentation of the user base is going to help for onboarding, because when you look at the overall funnel of most B2B SaaS companies, it contains a lot of leads that are just not fits for the product. And therefore, trying to measure their user adoption is meaningless, because if you try to increase the user adoption of your products for people who are signing up with a cuckoo.com email address, I mean, it's just never going to work because those are spam emails. So first off, really running segmentation to understand what is your ideal customer profile, and then what is the actual adoption of those ideal customer profiles against the three major pillars we described of really activation, engagement, and delight. And once you have that measured, you can now start predicting where you can have the highest impact and actually testing it to drive that kind of optimization of your user onboarding.
Francis, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So I tend to write quite a bit on our blog, which is at madkudu.com/blog. Pretty straightforward. I do post a lot of stuff on my Twitter, which is at Francis Barrow. And yeah, we tend to do a lot of these experiments and share the results with everyone and share the process that we use to go through the experiment, hopefully in the goal of helping people run similar experiments.
Well, thanks, Francis.
Yeah, for sure. My pleasure.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.